Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Here we go. It's Friday. We like to call it Fry-yay. And I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters, 63 degrees, back to 75 again today. Clouds this morning, but it'll partly break out with sunshine by later today. About 4 or 5 degrees warmer than it normally should be, so it's pretty good. 80 by Sunday?
Okay, That's what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I have the funniest thing. So I still have a kid in school, right? Well, actually in first grade. There's always, you know how your kids wake up like, I'm not feeling well, I don't want to go to school today. Like, they always give you an excuse, right?
Is she already doing that?
No, I don't know. I'm not there anymore.
Oh, okay.
But I just thought of that. You know, I remember those days, and I was like, this is hilarious. I got to play this for you. You got to hear this teacher. This went viral, a video of a teacher getting a funny answer to why one of her first graders, which is like the same age as my daughter, was under the weather once he got to school. Listen to this. This is so funny.
You coughed and you said the reason you coughed was what?
Morning sickness.
Morning sickness. So do you have morning sickness?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? You know who have morning sickness? Pregnant women. Are you a pregnant woman? So you don't have morning sickness. You just got the sniffles, okay? Bye.
Morning sickness. So funny.
Isn't that great?
Well, it does make sense, you know, to a kid. Well, it's morning and I'm sick. Morning sickness. Oh, my God.
And teachers, it was a little boy, you know, which is even funnier.
Teachers, you guys, how do you hold it together? How do you hold it together with some of the things these kids tell you and say?
I'll say at that age, first, second grade, everything they do is cute, right? All their little quirks.
I don't know. Talk to a teacher. There's some things I'm sure a teacher could find that's not cute.
Yeah. You know, all the little
quirks. Like, okay.
Yeah, just observing yesterday. It was Bring a Friend to Dance Day yesterday. So we have dance on Thursdays. So Ellie, being in the first grade, she's still like, you know, I pick up her little girlfriend, Ailey, and they are just doing their thing in the back seat, just all goofy and fun. And I walk in and there's like 17,000 6-year-olds in this tiny little area. And they are all off in their own little world, each and every one of them. Like,
oh my God. It was kind of like an out-of-body experience. You're just kind of, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
just,
yeah.
I can see how teachers are just like, oh my God.
How about that, by the way, for marketing? That's genius of that dance studio. Bring a friend to dance day.
Yeah, we skirted that system. You know why? Because Eileen's in dance also, and she just there another day. So she's just,
yeah, but it's not you skirting the system. It's just about that's genius.
Oh, sure,
that
it is
freaking genius.
Bring a friend to dance day.
Yeah, because that's how kids, right, in first grade, they pick up their whatever based on what friends are doing.
Sure.
Right? My daughter only stayed in soccer because her friend said, no, stay in soccer. Not that she was the best player on the team.
Yeah, it's a peer thing. Yeah,
it's only, yes. Yes,
yeah,
it's absolutely
awesome. Yeah, man. Big up to DK Dance. Good job, you guys. Everybody's there. I saw my friends there. My, remember Daniela, who used to work with us as a promotion?
Yeah.
She was there with her kids.
Yeah.
My next down the street neighbor is there. I'm like, what are you doing here? She goes, what are you doing here? I'm like, what are you doing here? I'm like, yeah, everybody's there.
Are you the friend or are you the dancer?
Exactly. Right, right. I don't know why he couldn't compute that. Anyway, it's coming up on 6 at 98.9 The Buzz. Today, again, sun and clouds, 70, maybe 74 degrees for the high. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to kick off the weekend. We got the Honesty Box.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we got that. Yes, and I love the Honesty Box. Uh-huh. Kicking off the weekend is always fun. We have to get to the one word, though, before 7 o'clock. We'll tell you this one word that you're not allowed to say in front of Gen Zers anymore because they get offended by
it. Oh, we all own a bunch of Gen Zers.
Oh my God, this word, are you for real?
And they are offended by it? Or
it's now a trend where now more and more Gen Zers are jumping on this trend. And when they try to write this word when they're posting, they don't even write every letter of it because it's that offensive. It bothers them that much.
Okay, how to get under the skin of a 20-year-old-ish coming up on The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning. It's all about humiliation. And this is what you wanted to talk to me about this morning. We all go through it.
I kind of feel like we do, right? Like, what was that one thing that your parents did when you were growing up that was just humiliating? Like, they embarrassed you. You were like, oh, my God, Mom, why are you wearing your muumuu robe in front of the bus? You know what I mean?
I love this.
Where everybody on the bus can see you because you're standing on the front porch. And okay. So those moments in life, now that you're the parent, you find yourself doing the same thing. And when you're the parent, it's not as embarrassing when you're on that side of it.
Yeah.
Do you have a story to share? 818-2899. Because what happened yesterday...
Yeah, why did this come up?
I was so fighting it. It was such a self-awareness moment. I'm like, oh my God, I can't be doing this. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, but I can.
You were the one.
Yep, absolutely. So I was dropping my daughter off. Now, my daughter plays golf. Okay, so for when you drop your kid off to practice or even a match, yesterday was a match, you can't tag along and watch. This is like the one sport where you just drop them off and then you just sit and wait for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Some people go home. My home is like 35 minutes away, so I can't go home.
So you just be driving the whole time. You drive home, then drive home. Drive back again, right?
Right. So I was sitting in the parking lot. And now, remember, yesterday, it was kind of just, it was humid, it was sticky, but it was rainy and dreary.
Drizzly, but yeah.
I was so tired yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what it was from all day. I just didn't have energy. So here I am, sitting in my car in the parking lot.
You fell asleep, didn't you?
I fell asleep. Yeah. I was like, no, don't you dare do it because that would humiliate me when my mom did it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, but I'm so tired and I'm just sitting here.
Right.
Like, it's not even nice enough to go sit out on the back patio because it's all wet and gross.
Right.
I don't want to go in the bar and kind of hang out. And I'm just going to close my eyes just for a second. But you know when you're in a parking lot of a golf course, there's people in and out all the time. Other parents are waiting in their car, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Did you park in a specific spot where you wouldn't be seen very much?
No. I just parked, and I clearly was sandwiched between two cars, and I kept closed. You know when you don't want to fall asleep, but you want to fall asleep? Close your eyes for a second, and then you bounce right back up like, yeah, I'm fine. And then you close your eyes for a second. That was me the entire hour and a half.
Did you set an alarm?
Oh, you know what? No, I didn't. I didn't want to go to sleep that heavy. I felt like if I set the alarm, then I would really be out. I should have just crawled in the back. Like, you know, put down the seats, the third row, and just laid out.
I did that for the first time in my life. A couple years ago, my wife had to have some surgery. I don't know, like deviated septum. Remember when she had her up and nose thing? And it was down in Canandaigua. And it was like, you know, it was a couple hours, 3 hours worth of, you know, in and then surgery and then recovery and all that stuff. And I was dying. I'm sitting there in the waiting room. I'm like, gah. And I'm like, and she texted me. She's like, okay, I'm going in soon. I'm like, okay. She's like, why don't you go out to the car? She goes, I sleep all the time when I'm on the road. I'm like, what? She's like, oh, yeah. Nobody can see in.
Yeah, they can.
If you put your nose up to the glass, the passenger or the back seat, you might be able to see in.
Okay, the back seat. I'm sitting in the driver's seat. So you got out of the driver's seat and you went to the back?
I went to the seat behind the driver's seat. Yeah. There's no back. Okay. Well, there was, but there's stuff.
You're not in
the
front seat is what I'm asking.
Right,
you. Okay. Yeah. You know what? I should have done that. That's a better strategy. But that would have been even more weird if someone did happen to see, because you're parked really close to cars.
Yeah. Right.
And this is like, who is that lady?
This is like a day, what do they call that? Where you go in and out in surgery in one day. So, like, there's people coming in and out, and there's people parking next to me. I just, like, I don't care.
No shame?
No. I wadded up a sweater I found in her car and just, like, laid on my side between the two seats and crashed. God. And I look, and I'm looking out, I'm going, you know what? And I got out of my car once. Just to look in to see if anybody, and I was like, you can't really see. And then it felt better. I'm like, and I laid down and just crashed up. I set an alarm.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I took a 45 minute nap. It was awesome.
Wow. I did not take it to that extreme. Was there something when you were a kid, though, that your parents would do and you would be so humiliated?
Nah, I only had one parent. It was weird. You know,
she didn't do anything.
No, other than the fact that, like, maybe for one small minute, because I was a hormonal teenager, I was embarrassed that my mom was a teacher at my school. Which I never, I realized, no, that's a positive.
All right, that's her profession. That's not something she did.
No.
Come on, I get so many stories. I got enough stories for all of us then.
Okay.
My mom walked into the mailbox with her bright blue leather slippers. I mean, I got a ton of them. Mom forgetting to pick me up.
Forgetting to pick you up.
Yeah, you know, back in the 80s, your parents may or may not show up on time. Just sitting at the front stoop of religion class.
She left you at the religion class?
Yeah, she would either A, fall asleep in the parking lot, the church parking lot, or she would forget to pick me up. And I'm like, oh my God, all the kids went home. Even my teacher went home, which now reflecting back, that's pretty messed up.
Well, how did you get home? Did somebody call?
No, she eventually showed up. But I sat there. Like, back in the 80s, teachers didn't care. Your mom's not here yet? Okay, well, have a nice day. Good luck.
I know, right?
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Friday. Hello. It's Spisano and Sandy here. And we're looking at 622 for trying to catch a bus this morning.
Okay, so this big announcement came yesterday. And you know what is so wild? Whenever there's a big company that says, hey, we're closing up, usually, typically, the general consensus is, oh my gosh, that hurts. Mm. Right? It's like, oh, people are going to lose their jobs. Nobody likes the restructuring. Nobody even likes that word restructuring whenever you get that in an email, right? This one company, though, says, hey, listen, we got to lay off hundreds and hundreds of people, also laying off 900 non-retail employees. It's part of new restructuring. The general consensus is good riddance.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why. Starbucks is the company I'm referring to.
Oh, yeah. Got too big.
And one of the locations, well, you know, the CEO or whatever his title is, he's like, hey, this happens. You know, we got to drop the underperforming stores and then we open up new ones. This happens all the time. But yeah, they're laying off a lot of people, part of a restructuring. Mm-hmm. But the one local Starbucks that we know of so far is Park Ave.
Oh, really?
The one on Park Ave. And there's a printed statement taped on the door that says, I mean, it actually was very well written. It's like,
Wait a second. That's because your life filter runs through what's called guilt or money. And this is a total guilt thing.
Oh, it's a guilt letter?
Do you mind if I read it?
You read it. Yeah, go ahead.
Right, let me Let me. I got to set this up because
I saw it as it was very. It was very well written.
Oh no, no.
Probably from corporate. I'm assuming.
Oh God, yeah. Of course it is. Okay, yeah, here goes. Yeah. Okay, it says to our amazing customers.
Love that.
We've made the incredibly. Well, no, I lost it. Ah. We've made the incredibly difficult decision to close this Starbucks location by the end of this week. We know this may be hard to hear, and here comes the guilt. Because this isn't just any store. It's your coffee house, a place woven into your daily rhythm where memories were made and where meaningful connections with our partners grew over the years. Really? We're deeply grateful for the community that's been built here. Then blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my gosh. Full of guilt. You read that terrible. See, the inflection means everything. This is how I read it. This was a really incredibly difficult decision to make. We have become a place woven into your daily rhythm with memories we made and meaningful connections with our partners grew over the years. We thank our employees, referred to as partners. We thank our partners, and they will be supported in the transition.
And you know what that
That's
means?
That's how I read it in
you know
my
what that
mind.
Means?
What? Oh, God. He's showing me his 3D printed finger.
They don't care. I mean, I care. Listen, let me qualify this. I care about all the employees that are affected and all the people that don't have a job by the end of this weekend. But they don't care. They're opening somewhere else.
You know what? Okay, now the local manager of that Park Ave Starbucks cares.
Of course.
Because they themselves just lost their job.
Exactly what I was saying.
The big, big top guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he cares just a little. Like, as you go up the ranks, you start to care a little bit less. I mean, you care, but not
because you
really
become a number and not a person, right? I get it.
Yeah, you're looking at numbers more than you are people. But, I mean, wasn't that Starbucks fairly new?
I don't know.
Isn't that the one that went into the laundromat? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, maybe. By Giants?
Yeah.
Guess what?
I thought so. Somebody, please, tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, but I could have swear it's that. Like, I don't go down that area as much because you have to pay for parking. And that
See,
bothers
guilt,
me.
Guilt and money. Remember what I just said.
That bothers me. It used to be free. Now you got to pay.
So, like, I will say there's no lack of coffee houses in Rochester. And that could be why also, because they just weren't getting the biz.
And going back to my original thing where I said the majority of people commenting weren't commenting like, oh, my God, this is so sad. They were commenting good riddance because there are so many mom and pop shops.
Yeah.
And I think Rochester is special in that we love supporting the small local business.
We like local. We do. Not that we don't like corporate and franchisable things, still.
Do we say we like local or do we really act? Do you own a local? Anybody know somebody or you do yourself own a small local shop? Do you feel it, what we all say or we all talk? And if you go to another city or town or whatever, are they saying the same thing? Because I was only born and raised here. I only know this chatter.
Yeah. I don't know. I wish them well. It's like that the three layers of getting fired from a company. So-and-so no longer works here. So-and-so no longer works here. We wish them well.
Yeah.
And then so-and-so no longer works here. And here's the history of the great job they did. Those are the three layers of getting fired.
Right. But so we, we feel for you. Scott feels for you.
If you're our employee there and you know, we're connected in that whole chain. Yeah.
They're referred to as partners.
Partners, yes. Partners.
I like that a lot.
I can't wait to hear about this word.
I know. In about 10 minutes, the new word that offends Gen Zers. And this is a word that I don't even know what you're going to use to substitute this word. Like, it's going to make you...
Are you kind of like telling us this so we can rib?
Get angry?
Yes. So we could rib our Gen Zers and snap them back into reality?
I mean, you could do with whatever you want with this information, but it is like a trend now where Gen Zers hate this one word and it's, quote, offensive.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9. The Buzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now for another edition of How to Piss Off a Gen Zer. A 98.9 Buzz.
Offended Gen Zer.
Oh.
Well. You're not going to, they may or may not get angry, but they're going to be offended.
Oh, good.
Okay, this is a word now we cannot say in front of Gen Zers anymore because they are offended and it's a trend thing. Look up any Gen Zer's Instagram account and you will see it. They cannot even write this word in their account. They substitute symbols instead of letters.
Is it a
swear? You know how you do with a swear word? You add in, no. It's not a swear word.
Oh.
It is the word job. They're offended by the word job because they have an insecurity about employment, getting a job, keeping a job, work-life balance with a job.
That's a big scary word, huh?
Yes. Yes. They use phrases. They'll either use symbols like J, star, B.
Uh-huh.
Or they'll use phrases such as skincare time to highlight their desire to avoid work-related stress. I guess parents have complained one too many times about how stress makes us look horrible.
Did we get that? Or I'm sorry. Did Gen Z is like the 20 somethings, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they get that from us? Did we teach them to subliminally hate?
Yes.
Work.
Yes, and they're the generation where they're so insecure about employment that they don't even want to work for a company, and that is clearly us complaining about corporate America.
How do they plan on making a living without a J star B?
They're gonna have great skincare time.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That's just. That's I think so it started funny. Out, to be honest with you, and this is really ticking off a lot of older generation. They're like, "What? You're offended by the word job? Are you serious?" We could go there, but in all honesty, I think it started off as kind of like a joke, but now it is really, and this is what happens, right? This is what happens with everything. Somebody starts it off in sarcasm, and then all of a sudden it spirals out of control, and now it legitimately offends some Gen Zers.
Yeah, now it's got a notch in their psyche. You know what, though? Being an old guy and not feeling like one, but still, when you really think of it, okay, so in order to live, to be happy, you need money to pay for things, to have a house over your head, a roof over your head, and food on your table, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless you live off the grid and you shoot your own meals. What we do, boiled down to everything ever, is we trade our time for money. And that's why we're all weirded out about the work-life balance, because if you don't... If the time is your money, is connected to your money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks. it's almost like shackling. It's like a form of almost slavery in a way, because if you don't put in the hours of something, you won't get paid the money per hour for something.
Right. Right. And you're giving up something. Yeah. No, that's absolutely. And they're seeing it that way, where we just saw it. Like, come on. How many times were did your parents say, or did you hear growing up when we were young looking for a job?
Mm-hmm.
Work is called work for a reason. That's what my dad would always tell me. Like when I would I worked at the freaking Fisherman's Wharf at Wegmans, Mount Reed Wegmans. I mean, that ain't fun, even though I flirted with all the cute boys.
Yeah,
but anyhow,
yeah.
I got written up so many times. Mm-hmm. Anyhow.
But you had stinky fingers. So what's
right.
Up with that?
I couldn't go out after work. But, you know, I'm like, oh my God, this job is so hard, whatever, whatever. And Dad's like, well, it's called work for a reason. Like, you can't look for a job. Like, that was the mindset that we were taught.
What's true? And you're
not
going to
find a job. No, the mindset has shifted now. Find something you love and turn it into work.
You know what's worse than exchanging your time for money?
What?
To boil it down, how much do you make an hour? Is when you get put on a salary. That's even worse. I always thought, oh my God, it's a salary. It's great. It's worse. Because you put in way more hours than you get paid for.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Gen Z.
Maybe I'm offended by the word, too.
I know. Well, you're on to something, guys. Scott Spazzano, Sandy Waters, Bill's Mafia Ken coming up in about an hour or so for Bill's Trivia. Going to kick off the weekend. And, oh, Sandy, I'm happy to know, and most guys around, we'll be happy to know that the Merriam-Webster Dictionary added more than 5,000 terms, but one of them sticks out for us guys. Hold on a second. I got to get your attention.
Hello?
Hang on one second.
What are you looking up? Oh, my God. She doesn't even know we're on the air. Awesome. Well, I'll just do it then. They added beast mode. That's right, an extremely aggressive or energetic style or manner that someone adopts temporarily to overpower an opponent in a fight or combat. They added beast mode, but the best one is dad bod. They added dad bod to the dictionary.
Dad bod?
Yes. A physique regarded as typical of an average father, especially one that is slightly overweight and not extremely muscular.
That must make you feel so darn good.
Yes, it does. Welcome to dad bod.
You know what ticks me off?
What?
Where's the mom bod? Why don't we get that in the dictionary? Why isn't that a term of endearment and attractiveness?
Because it would tick you off. Even if we meant it as a term of endearment, it would still tick you off.
No, it wouldn't.
My 80s crush.
Spazzano and Sandy, waking you up.
Yeah, good old Bananarama. Sunday at 9 to Buzz. Spazzano and Sandy here. How are you? Happy Friday. I'm Scott Spazzano. Sandy Waters right there. 26 to 28 years of, we're just not sure, of hanging out in the mornings with you. Thank you for joining us for a couple minutes this morning.
Yay. Okay, yay. So now I'm going to ask you a question, but this, when I say I'm asking you a question, I'm not asking Scott Spazzano. I'm not asking you, Scotty, question.
Good.
Because I know your answer.
Yeah.
There is no remorse. There is no guilt with you. You just don't own it. Everybody else, what would you do? How much would it weigh on you if you realized that you were overpaid from your employer? Actually, your previous employer, because now you're out. Would you come forward and say something about it? Because this is what's happening to Spencerport School District. According to the news story, the Spencerport School District has made an error, an oopsie, in its authorization process and accuracy calculations of separation and unused leave payments. So an audit, and this was only discovered because there was an audit released by New York State, revealing that the district accidentally overpaid and underpaid some employees.
Oh.
Some outgoing employees of Spencerport School District received separation payments, partly as a retirement incentive.
Mm-hmm.
Also received payments for unused leave time.
Right.
A total of $48,058. Was not correctly approved or calculated.
That's it.
Three employees were overpaid a total of $14,213.
Oh, okay.
One employee was underpaid by $77.
$77.
For separation payment. Are you going to even notice when you're underpaid by $77?
No, probably
you probably
not.
Won't. So,
especially if you're like, okay, here's your money, bye. You know.
They also overpaid two employees a total of $1,700 for unused leave. Now, their district is consulting with legal counsel as far as what to do regarding these overpayments.
If you were them, what would you do?
Them meaning who? The school district or the person?
The people who paid the money. The school district. Would you be like,
okay,
bring it back? Or
here's the battle in my mind. Because I question if these people who are overpaid, and yeah, you're going to say your reaction was that's it. Okay, it's money, though. It's money that wasn't supposed to go where it went. And this is taxpayer dollars. That's what makes it different in my mind because it's tax dollars. And I don't know if the employees are paying taxes, too, so they probably see it that way.
Right.
But I will be honest that my husband was overpaid in a couple paychecks. I mean, I don't know what's going on at corporate.
It's not my fault. It's their fault. So
they underpaid him by a lot a couple times and overpaid him a lot. But I'm like, what is happening up there?
Okay, it all works out, right?
Well, no. So when they overpaid, I said, shh.
Right.
Because it's not tax dollars. I'm like, why? Let's wait to see what happens. Don't spend the money yet.
Right.
Maybe we made the error in our calculations of what you deserve. They asked for the money back.
They did.
They absolutely did.
Did you? What did you do? Give it to them in pennies? Here.
No, they actually said, hey, listen, they didn't even give us an option. they're like, we're just going to withdraw it. Do you want it all in one paycheck or do you want it over time? I'm like, wait, you take $5 each paycheck? Like, it wasn't really even that much.
They like docked his pay?
Yes.
To get the money back?
Yes. It was like child support. Yeah.
If I was the if I was the school district that overpaid and whatever, I'd just be like, you know, like.
Let it go. Let it go. No, you.
Yeah.
Wait.
Just let it go.
Is the school district?
Yeah, just leave it.
You can't. That's someone else's money. That's tax dollars. You can't just dish out extra cash without. No, you
so
know. They can't just say let it go.
What's that? A basketball? Like $48,000 total? Like what is that? Like one? Yeah, but, you know, whatever.
Okay, you say that, but this isn't the first time it's happened. So back in 2017, this exact same thing happened in Rush Henrietta. Different dollar amounts, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Newark School District, same thing happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts to total, like all these dollars. Some government workers were overpaid by, you know, whatever. You add this up, it starts to total a good substantial amount of money. You can't just let it go every time you oops-a-daisy. And how the hell do you make that kind of error?
I know. It's awesome. I love operator error.
What's going on up there? There's no checks and balances?
Number one, there's a lot of checks. And balances are lower. It's like if I would do what your husband did. Like, if I was overpaid, I wouldn't say anything. But if they caught it, I'd still have it, you know, like, socked away in a corner somewhere so they could take it back.
Now,
but if they never say anything, it's mine.
Now, when they underpaid, like the dude who or woman or whoever it is that got underpaid by $77, how much of a stink would you create for $77? You don't work there anymore.
Honestly,
let it go.
Just let it go.
It's your $77.
You're a hypocrite then if you take the money they forget about, then you bitch about the pennies that they didn't give you.
Yes. Yes. This is the one double standard because we live by double standards in this world.
Do we?
That is the one double standard that I think we all agree on except for you, probably.
Whatever. Money ebbs and flows. Let it go.
Stop with your little ebby and flowy. Like, you put in the time, you deserve the money. You know? Listen, I'll tell you, they underpaid us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They didn't pay us, my husband.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make these mistakes with my paycheck. Oh, I went to the very top. Top, tippity top of the Odyssey accounting whateverness.
Really?
Yes. Very nice guy. And you know what he said to me when I called him up?
What
I go, hi,
you say,
yeah,
let
I'm
it go?
Sandy Waters. No. I said, hi, yeah, I'm Sandy Waters, you know, Mike Danger's wife. And he goes, oh, I've heard about you.
Wow.
He goes, yes.
What a
I go,
reputation.
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean? He goes, we're not messing with you. I get it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh,
in
my
the tippity
God.
Top of the company.
Great. No wonder you haven't gotten a raise in 10 years.
I know.
Well, there you go.
I hope they
work out those little money worms over there.
Yeah, so if you're a Spencerport tax-paying person, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, Jerker Justified. I mean, that could be a Jerker Justified in itself, but let's move on to this because Bob Russell, hang on, we got to put you on the mic. Because what he just disclosed to us, Bob Russell is a good friend from the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center. Mm-hmm. He's in the studio because he's recording some stuff for the Ultimate 80s Party.
Yep.
And, what happened at the gym?
Is coming up in just a few. We'll get him on the air. Hold on.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY. One action. Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz. Special guest star Bob Russell, Rochester Hearing and Speech. He's in. We're doing stuff for the Ultimate 80s Party coming up.
Yeah, you came in the studio just to record some stuff for it, but you probably regret coming in the studio because as we're having a conversation when the song is playing, I'm like, wait a minute.
That's a good one.
This is the perfect Jerker Justified.
Yeah, a couple days ago, I'm at the gym and I'm sitting down. I hadn't put my headphones on yet with my music.
Right.
And I hear some, pretty loud thumping music coming up behind me.
Yeah.
And I thought somebody just had it on their phone without earphones.
Or on a boombox on their shoulder, like the 80s.
Yeah.
Like the 80s.
I mean, they had Kool Moe Dee playing. But this young kid, I put him like early 20s.
Uh-huh. Oh, early 20s. Oh, when you said that, I was picturing an old dude.
No.
This guy was early 20s.
Like 24, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
And he comes and he sits down next to me, and I realize he's got earbuds in. And it's so loud that I could hear it.
Oh.
Okay, so now wait a minute. That's not the Jerker Justified part yet.
Right.
We're approaching it, yeah. And then you.
So normally I try to play it cool, but I was just like, this person needs some help.
You're looking out for him.
Yeah. So I just kind of like, tap him on the shoulder and I said, hey, just want to let you know, I work in the audiology field. Your earbuds are way too loud. You are doing permanent damage to yourself. And he's like, oh, man, whatever. I'm good. I'm young.
And I'm like,
And that's what you said, right? Okay, but I'll see you in 10 years,
right?
It won't even be 10 years.
Yeah.
Up to somebody, a complete stranger, and give them advice based on your expertise.
Yeah.
So he didn't take your advice and give you a hug and say, well, thank you, I'm booking an appointment today.
No.
He was like,
he blew me off. Well, that was it.
Yeah.
He sees the gray in the beard, and he's like,
who are you to dumb me?
You young old people,
All right, so as a Jerker Justified, you see something that happens, your profession can help, and you say something to somebody.
To a complete stranger.
Right.
All right, 818-2899. You can reach out to us on socials or the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. You can leave us a voice message.
And don't forget the Ultimate 80s Party is coming up November 15th. More details at your website. What is it?
RHSC.org.
Okay, man. Thank you.
Not every choice is clear. So we're putting it to the test on Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Or we could just take a magnet to that moral compass and make it go our way.
And that's how you love to do it.
Yeah.
It bothers Scotty when you don't agree with him. But in the courtroom here on Jerk or Justified, it doesn't matter what Scott thinks. It doesn't matter what I think. It matters what you think. And
you have to
give us your opinion so we can decide the moral compass.
The number's 818. Number's 818-2899. Great situation.
Well, yeah. So have you ever gone up to a stranger and schooled them politely?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have an expertise in something and you notice somebody doing something wrong based on what you know that subject to be.
Right, because you're an expert.
In this case, if you're just joining us here on Jerker Justified, our friend Bob Russell from the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center went up to a kid at the gym, doesn't know him, and said, hey, your earbuds are a little too loud.
A
lot too loud, and I work in audiology and just wanted to let you know.
Yeah.
The kid was like, old man, and walked away.
Yeah, you're ruining your hearing, and you're going to pay for it in the future. So I'm just giving you a heads up.
Do you want to hear that from a stranger? Would you take that and appreciate it, or would you think that's crossing the line?
Is it Jerk or Justified? Good morning, the Buzz. How do you call it? Which one is it?
Oh, I would say Justified.
It's Justified to say something?
Yeah. You're just trying to help them out.
If I go up to you and you're listening to NPR and you're like, excuse me, ma'am, you're listening to the wrong radio station.
Well, now that's not helping. Well, that is helping you. That's helping your mental state.
It's funny, but.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Okay. Buzz justified. Okay.
You're just putting on your cape, helping people.
I'm torn because it's like justified, but you seem like a crotchety old man when you do that. Or an old person like, hey, Sonny, don't do that. You're going to go blind. Stop it. You're going to go blind. You know, like a bit of that vibe. But then if you really obviously you truly care about someone when you're in, it's almost kind of like the medical field in that position that he's in, audiology. So when you notice someone is like like on the path to becoming a patient one day, you want to try to prevent that.
Okay, so where are you putting your tail?
I have no idea. You go first.
Well, I see it as like, and I would appreciate it, you know what I mean? If you notice something that I am doing, or even like driving my car, if there's something about my car that you're noticing is about to fail, let me know if you're a mechanic, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm doing something, this is beyond like a neighbor just trying to butt into your business. This is, if it's somebody who has extensive knowledge in a field and you catch me doing something wrong, I'm fine with that. I say justified.
If it's going to cost me money or impair my health, then I guess, yeah, justified. I'll say justified. I'll say justified, too.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll say justified. Your tail under justified. Okay.
Yeah.
Messages are coming in, and you can reach out to us on social. We have a voice memo option on our free Odyssey app, or you can call us 818-2899. Mm-hmm. Justified, if you have the expertise to save someone from permanent damage, you speak up!
Yeah.
Exclamation point. The kid might thank Bob later when he can still hear. See, that's true.
Sorry.
Jerk, even if your intentions are good, unsolicited advice feels like scolding.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of does.
Yeah, I guess it's all in the way you present it.
Yeah, but if you stay quiet, like even like I can imagine how many people, like even dermatologists, you know, you see something, a mole on somebody. I don't know why
mole on somebody's body.
But you notice something about someone that you're like, oh, my gosh, somebody's got to tell them. Wouldn't you want a dermatologist to say, hey, listen, I noticed.
Yeah. But if you're like, hey, can I pop that for you? That's a different story. Like, if I got a blackhead, don't tell me. But if I've got something that looks like cancer, tell me.
Well, obviously, that's what we're deciding, right? You're helping them. Your advice is not that's grossing me out. But okay, so that was a jerk, though. Jerk, nobody asked for his opinion. Mm. Mind your own business. See, this is kind of like the same thing as if you knew a coworker was cheating. Would you call their spouse?
Oh, God, no.
Is this the same kind of situation?
Different.
Mind your own business?
Totally
different.
When it comes to relationships, no, don't touch it. Hi, the buzz. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you say, jerk or justified?
I say it's justified. If someone was going to walk into traffic, wouldn't you try to grab them?
Right? I guess it would be the same thing.
Yes, that is perfect.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I
think you sealed the deal
here. Right.
Yeah, I think you did too. Good job,
good,
brother.
Guys.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
The verdict is justified. Jerk. Justified.
Yeah.
98.9 The Buzz.
It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's James Whitaker live. Hi, bud. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Great to hear from you again. You always brighten our day.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
It's in my contract.
What contract?
Oh, yeah, right.
You're not getting rid of me now.
Hey, Melissa's on the phone now. You spoke to her a while ago. Melissa, you there?
I'm here.
How long ago was it that you and James talked about your scenario?
It was probably about a year and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so Melissa, refresh everybody's memory.
Yeah.
This was a time when you were going through a divorce, right?
He had left me, and it was only 10 months into him leaving me that I talked to you guys.
Yeah.
And just big limbo stage. Talked every single day, didn't mention divorce, and I just was hanging on, hoping to have him realize and come back.
Right.
That's right. He was just one day, hey, listen, I'm moving out.
I'm out. Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
And you were left like, wait, what just happened?
Blind
I'm unloading groceries here. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
So then James was trying to help you kind of move forward because you felt like you were just treading water at that moment. How are you doing now?
Year and a half later.
So much better. if anyone would ever have told me that I'd get through this and I'd be happy again, I would not have believed it. But so much better. I just had to keep pushing to improve my life, put myself out there, reached out to old friends, and just did a lot of what James had told me to do. I do remember one thing, James, you said to me was that you felt like I was hanging on to what was with my husband and that you were afraid that could be holding me back, yeah. How wonderful my life could be without him. And that's exactly the truth. That's what I did.
In the moment when James said that to you, what were you thinking? And then now reflecting
you're
back.
You're probably like, how dare you?
Yeah, I know.
He's crazy Australian. What are you talking about?
I know, right?
I just felt like that was never going to be the situation. I was never going to be happy again.
Yeah, and look at you now. Yeah, and you have a relationship now?
I'm in a little bit of a relationship, yes. And he's shown me what I was missing in my marriage. Yeah. We've done a lot of fun things this summer. And he's kind of shocked that I didn't do fun things with my husband. But he's just shown me that there's hope and there's good guys out there. And he's a very kind, caring, and respectful man.
That's awesome.
I'm glad you came on the air with us. James, you probably get this all the time. People who are just kind of stuck and they're hanging on to something when you know there's something better on the other side.
Well, you can tell straight away that those people are, and I mean, we're all there at different points in our lives,
yeah.
But those are the people in those situations where it's really that scarcity mindset has taken over. We're just hanging on to this thing that deep down, or maybe even not so deep down, that I feel like I don't really like,
yeah.
I don't yet have enough faith and confidence that something better is going to happen in my future. And Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, has an amazing quote, which I absolutely love. He says, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking back.
Ah.
So for Melissa now, at the time, being like, yes, I'm in this relationship. I feel like it's not where I need to be. But that can give you the context and perspective to take action that when a new person comes into your life, you're instantly like, wow, it's nice to feel loved and wanted,
yeah.
And enjoyed and celebrated. I think that's so good. But you can only recognize that looking back, and that's when yeah. You can start to build that momentum very quickly.
That's great.
Last night, even Melissa, you texted me, and she was like, gosh, I listening back to when I was on with James, mm-hmm. I didn't even recognize myself.
Who is that person?
Yeah, it kind of made me sad I to listen to myself. I was just so lost, and my whole world was revolved around trying to get him to come back home.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at how I am now in completely different person. Oh.
Yeah. So
you got your power back.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
And you know what? You know how she did it? She told us before we got on the air that she's like trolled every single podcast you've ever done.
Yeah, I did.
I love it. It inspires me. I actually, even with my social media, I want to sort of just put together and curate this amazing motivational feed. So even for me, the days that I'm not feeling so great, it's nice to be able to go and, quickly scroll through for a boost.
Yeah.
Melissa, we are so stinking excited for you and happy for you. We all knew you would get to this point.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. And James, thanks for
the update, Melissa. This is awesome. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, James.
If anyone's feeling a little stuck right now, or you maybe are where Melissa was and you want to come on the air with us and have James inspire you,
sure.
Let me know. Sandy@rochesterbuzz.com, or you can just follow James, listen to his podcast. Win the Day is the name of his podcast.
Find it anywhere you get your podcast. James, till next week, man. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone.
No problem. He's the best. People pay him to go on his podcast. Cool. He's so legit, right?
That was so, so cool. I can only imagine what it's like in that time right after a divorce. I mean, you changed too.
Yeah, I would not recommend knowing what it's like. You don't want to know what it's like. It's not great.
I saw it, and there's so many people, like your friends and family can see. Like I had conversations with Melissa before during that point, and mm-hmm. I'm like, you can see and you know there's something better. Mm-hmm. Just let go. And there is something better on the other side, but it's hard to believe that when you're going through
it. And sometimes you just have to stop, like get out of your head.
Yeah.
And just observe, and things come right back at you. I mean, Definitely.
For you at that point in your life, do you remember we tried to set you up? It was like date Scott.
Oh God!
It was like a different date every week. That was the best.
Was it?
I just stumbled upon one of those videos over the weekend on my YouTube channel.
Oh my God! Like, really?
Yeah, your first dates. Oh God, it was so great. Anyhow.
Yeah, for you.
Okay. If you, yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. I recognize that.
Not
that setting you up with blind dates.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice.
It was
just
so
didn't,
awkward.
It was awkward. It was like forcing it.
It was so weird.
That's when I stopped forcing it, and good things happen. We can talk about
that's
that.
That's right.
The Bills make me wanna shout, kick your heels.
Oh boy, if it was going to be more perfect of a day on Sunday, it's going to be sunny in 80. The Buffalo Bills, New England Patriots, and our Bills Mafia rep Ken is here for Bills Trivia. Hi, man. Good morning. How are you?
Very good.
Yes.
I have two things for you right off the bat.
What's that?
The song is Welcome Back.
Wow. Yeah.
It was missed. And two, you're showing your fandom coming right out of the gate because we were playing the Saints this week.
I know. Did I say Patriots? Oh, my God. Yeah. Jeez.
Okay, well, we're done here. Thank you for showing up, Bills Mafia. Again, we don't need to destroy Scotty anymore than we already have.
It's only because my boss sent out an email.
Blame it on the boss.
For tickets for the Patriots game. Okay, anyway. All right. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. I suck.
Always blame somebody else. This time you blame the boss for his ignorance.
I'm blaming my ignorance because that was the last thing that I saw. That's why.
All right.
I take full blame for that stupid mistake. But then again, it's expected.
You'll regain your cred because you're going to nail this.
Yeah.
You're going to do so well on this Bills trivia question.
Yeah. It says here.
Right?
All right, Ken, let's go ahead and throw one at me. Is it multiple choice, please?
It is.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because that was awful last
time. I know.
That's a little more difficult than they have.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, what's our Bills trivia for this morning?
All right. What former wide receiver left the Saints to sign with the Bills for the 1996 season?
Oh, 96.
And your choices are Eric Moles, Stevie Johnson, Quinn Hurley, or Don Beebe.
Ooh. Left the Saints?
What are those noises if you're just listening to...
So you're talking back in 1996, huh?
Yes.
All right. I'm getting a vibe on one because I just remember what he looked like. He's like big, beefy, redheaded guy, and I think I want to say A.
Wow. Not only is it not A.
It's not A.
A is a bald, dark man.
Wait, who are you talking about? Eric Moles?
Yeah.
Eric Moles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so it's not Eric Moles. Never mind. Okay, just trying to throw you off a little bit. Eric Moles was A, and that was my first choice. I'm sorry. I'm going to take a stab at C. And I don't remember who that was. No, wait, D. Don Beebe.
You should have stuck with C.
Aw, damn it.
This is just awesome. I can feel it now. Bills fans get true pleasure out of this.
Well, you know, you don't get a chance to, you know, roll your eyes and put your chin down and nod your head slowly back and forth in shame, you know? Because we're winning this season. I want to take the hit. What was
there
the answer? Could the answer be C?
It was Quinn Early, yes.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, of course you did.
Ken, I'm sorry, man.
The red-haired bald dude. That's who exactly you were
referring to. Who was I'm thinking? Not bald. No, he's red-headed, like big. Oh, yeah, I thought. Anyways. All right, Bills fans. You do your thing. You do you. Have fun Sunday. I got half of it right. It will be sunny and close to 80 degrees, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful. All right, give us a prediction for the game.
This is a walkover. Probably like 45-7.
Oh, 45-7.
Yeah, this is going to be bad.
That's some brilliant stuff right there. Okay, good, good. All right, we'll take it. All right, go Bills, buddy. Thank you.
Go Bills.
Go Bills. Ken Bills Mafia, thank you so much.
If that wasn't humiliating enough, Honesty Box is coming up in a few minutes to make you feel even more uncomfortable.
Right here on 98.9 Above. Time for the Honesty Box on 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy, often duplicated, never replicated. They're doing it all over the world now that
they
we're doing
are.
It. Yeah. I love this.
Because everybody loves it so much.
Yeah.
Whenever a Buzz listener comes in the studio, they fill out a little sheet that says one thing they love about the show, one thing they hate about the show, and then one question that they are so curious to ask us, but they feel very uncomfortable asking us because it'll make everybody feel uncomfortable. So
we got it stuffed. It's like stuffed like a Thanksgiving after party.
There's a lot in here. There's a lot in here.
Oh my God, there's so many.
We're gonna be like, look, okay.
They'll take us to retirement.
So, which could actually be
any day now.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so drawing out the first one at random. Don't know who submitted this.
Yeah, they're all anonymous. Yeah, which is nice. I think that takes the pressure off.
This one starts with a like.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. How real Scott and Sandy are.
Aww.
Very relatable. Oh, very relatable.
I like that.
Okay, so maybe we just bought ourselves another week of employment. Save this and give this to the boss here.
That and the FCC guy. Okay, throw it over. Hop, hop. Yeah, I'm going to go the other end.
Okay.
I don't know which end you took it out of. I know you took it out of this end, but I'm not sure if that's the front or the back.
Mm.
So, well, let's just say I'm taking it out of the butt. Here we go. This is going to be, it says, question, who's been your favorite guest?
Oh,
that's a good one, man. We've had so many over the years. Favorite guest.
Favorite.
Oh, man. I mean, from rock stars to comics to... actors to...
Now you're showing off. I know who you want to say.
Who?
Because you always bring up his name.
Who?
Skippy from Family Ties.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
You
weren't? Mark Price? No. No, I remember we had Philip Seymour Hoffman on before he passed.
Was he our favorite?
He's legit. No, I don't know, man.
I mean, he's a nice guy. He was a nice guy, but he kind of thought he was better than us.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, remember we got... Yeah. I know who I didn't like.
Okay, that's better. Who did not you like?
John Goodman. Do you remember how he was so condescending to me?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I was like, done. You're done. He could have been just having a bad day, but I'm like, I'm done with you. You're done.
Or, like we were talking about the other day, how that's just how... We talk, they talk, and you don't realize you're being condescending?
Maybe, but he didn't give me a good vibe.
Well, it's okay. I'm trying to think. Who didn't I like? I can't think of...
You know who I did love, though?
Huh?
And I almost don't want to love him anymore because my view has changed.
What?
Will Smith. He
was
so fun on the air.
Awesome. Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah. After that slap, I think of him differently.
Oh, I don't.
You don't?
No, Smith was he was one of the coolest because he brought pizza in for a record listening party and he showed up and we're like, oh my God, it's Will Smith. Yeah, you got pizza. I'm sure the guys handed it to him and told him, but he was very normal, very personable.
That's what he was.
Yeah,
he faked it well.
Very cool.
Okay.
Ah!
Love. Oh, another love.
Okay.
Oh. This is going to be a good day.
Yeah, why?
I love that you make me remember my teen years.
Ah.
Scott's been on since I was young.
Isn't that nice?
Is that really a love?
And I have not changed. Trust me. Yes, Sandy.
You people are old. We're all old. We've all grown up together.
Yes.
And you haven't changed.
I can't.
Okay, there you go. That was easy. That was an easy one today.
Good Honesty Box. Make sure you tune in to next Friday, right here on the same time. We'll do it again right here on 98.9 The Buzz with Zanna and Sandy.
Hey, it's John.
Hey, John. Scott and Sandy, what's up, man?
Hey, good to hear from you guys.
Yeah, I hear Charlie's got a new adventure.
He does. He does. The new book came out end of last month. And it's Charlie Goes to School.
Oh, that's cool. Love it.
You were talking about that. You wanted to do that. Gosh, you are like kicking butt. Everything that you said you wanted to do, you are doing. And it's amazing.
Team Charlie, right here.
It was really cool.
Yeah. Now,
once I got it done, you know, just seeing it, and then I took it to the first show up in New Hampshire, and kids ate it up. So it's been fun, and it stands on its own. It's a little bit of a sequel to the first one, but it stands on its own just in case the kids don't have the first book.
For people who do not know who Charlie the Chris Moose is, tell everybody the story. Not the whole story, but, you know,
just sit down and we'll sit on the carpet and then you can read to us. And no.
Yeah, right.
Well, this actually started back in 96, so it's been a long time in the making. And I bought a stuffed moose with a Santa hat for a girlfriend at the time. We named him Charlie, and he ended up going everywhere with us and became part of the family. And then I was on a business trip to L.A., got thinking, how does a moose get a Santa hat? And by the time I landed, I had it all sketched out. So that's how it started. Mm-hmm. And then it went on off the shelf for years. Finally got the first book done in 2019. Mm-hmm. And people started asking me then, so when's the second book coming out?
Yeah, I know, right? And then you came on when we used to do Spazano and Sandy's startup, where we would help entrepreneurs scale their business. And you were one of the entrepreneurs that came on the air. And you're like, okay, I'm an author. What do I do?
Right.
And from that day, we all became part of the Buzz fam. We were part of not only the Buzz fam, but also Team Charlie.
Yeah, and Charlie Charlie the Merry Chris Moose is a stuffy, but then the story goes along with it. So now my 5-year-old Ellie at the time would hold Charlie in her lap as we read the book. It was like one of those Norman Rockwell moments, and a lot of kids have now experienced that, right?
They have, and so when I started, I mean, that was a big thing of getting the second book done was the reaction from kids. And when I did schools, I was scared to death because I'm like, how am I going to entertain these kids for 45 minutes at a time? And I had a series of questions, and one of the first ones was, does anyone know what they want to be when they grow up? And from kindergarten through fourth, they all had ideas. And I said, well, all right, as part of... The first book sort of reflected part of my life. The second book, I wasn't the greatest student, and I had two teachers for parents. So I wasn't that good in school, but I was faced with failure, and I turned things around. So I said, this is going to be the second book, Charlie Goes to School. And we're getting away. We're marketing it now, which is different from when I was on your show. It's Charlie Moose Books, because we're going to expand the brand. And so that's worked out really well.
If you're a parent or a grandparent, you need to go to the website. Is that the website?
The website is charliemoosebooks.com.
Okay, great. And do that. Holidays are coming soon. What do we got, like 90 days or less? So now's the time. Best of luck, man. Charlie the Merry Christmas is taking the world by storm. We're so happy for you. You ready to kick off the weekend with us? You want to kick off the weekend?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go.
Let's go. The best station in Rochester.
I'm singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
Hit it up. Another great weekend. The Fairport Oktoberfest is going on, and we're doing a very special thing on Sunday, Sandy, for Cure Childhood Cancer.
Oh, that's right. Yes, at Arbor at the Port. It's a big brunch. To save, raise money for that.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Good people. If there's food and a Bills game, come on, we can ask for anything more. Charlie the Merry Christmas is dad himself, John Sherwood. Thank you for being author, being local, and being very successful. We're so happy for you, man.
Thank you very much, man. Right. You guys are great. You're part of Team Charlie.
There you go. All right, now you know how this works, right? Sandy says one thing, I say the thing, and then you say the last thing. Okay, ready?
And then the thing.
Okay, yeah, right. Okay, here we go. It's time to
kick
off.
The weekend.
Yeah, man. Hey.
The week. Yes. Whatever.
Weekend. The lifetime. We.
It's Fasano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Want to come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
Breakfast provided by Donuts Delight. Serving you Rochester's finest donuts since 1958. Located at 1700 Culver Road.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.